Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters Podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Hey friends, so I know that so many of you met me through one of my many viral videos, and I want to actually take you back. This is a story I have yet to tell, but people ask me about all the time. I have had 3 pretty big viral moments. Actually, one of them has more views than the entire country of Australia. So combined, I probably have maybe 200 million views under my belt, and they're made up of pretty much these 3 viral videos. And it's likely where we've either met or where you've seen me before, but may not have recognized me. And the reason you may not have recognized me is because if you don't know this yet, this is the secret to getting a viral video. Make sure you look a hot mess. If you don't have makeup on, if your hair is not done, if you aren't wearing a bra, if you are breaking out in sweat, odds are you will likely go viral. It is never when your life is together. Okay, I'm just letting you know that right out of the gate. So you may not have recognized me, but you've probably seen one of my videos. Now, the first one was when I was hiding from my neighbors, if you will. And this one was just when I was taking my daughter to the bus stop. So this was almost, gosh, 6-7 years ago. And people call it either the tennis mom video or the bus stop mom video. But essentially, I was taking my daughter to the bus stop in the morning, and I was talking about how just difficult it is to make nice with the other cool moms in my neighborhood, because frankly, y'all know me, I'm not the cool mom, not in that traditional sense, right? I'm like the cheese eating, kind of dusty, you know, still thrift for my kids, even if I live in the nice neighborhood type of mom, right? This is why we are the same, right? But I'm living in, you know, at the time I was living in this, like, you know, fancy pants suburban neighborhood where, you know, all the moms, you know, played tennis every day, and they wore like their tennis outfits to the bus stop. And y'all, I am scrambling in the morning. I mean, I am combing my way in the dark to grab clothes off my bathroom floor while I run this kid to the bus stop because I barely have it together. And I am shoving, you know, a bagel in her hand and hoping that she'll eat it on the bus. Like, this is me. And then you get to the bus stop, and then the moms are like, you know, trying to chat, but it's always like the same type of mom chat. And realistically, like, I didn't brush my teeth. I don't really want to talk. Like, it's this weird thing. So I, you know, kind of captured that moment, you know, of like them asking me things like, is the bus always that late? Yes, it's always this late, but trust me, it always comes. Our kids always disappear. Oh my gosh, it's so hot in Maryland today. What's up with the weather? And I'm like, yeah, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. You know, so this was the first viral video, and it just took off because so many of the mamas out there related to the awkwardness of just being a hot mess while some of these other moms seem like they professionally have it together. So it was a combination of both just sheer laughing at ourselves, right? Like self-deprecating, we are hot messes together, unite. And a little bit of that, you know, I don't know, admiration, if you will, because there are some of us moms who are managing to, you know, give our kids kisses on the head and have them all put together, knowing they'll arrive back to us looking a hot mess, right? So all that being said, that was my first viral video. And then my second viral video was when I was dropping my daughter off at college. And this was also a mom video, ironically enough. And we had dropped her off at college 3 days prior. And this video was me going back to the college and literally walking around the campus looking for my daughter. And I was looking for my daughter because I hadn't heard from her in 3 days. And this viral video had, again, a mixed response, right? Half the moms were like, look, this is me. I don't care where you are. If I don't hear from you for 3 days, you are my daughter. I am coming to find you, right? Like, a lot of us related. We're like, I am on that energy. And then, of course, the other side of it, which we will talk about today a bit, you know, which was, oh my gosh, let your kid breathe. Like, you don't hear from her for 3 days. Don't be a helicopter mom. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about that response. And then my last viral video, or one of my most recent ones, I've had some mini viral videos. Shout out to AJ of the Backstreet Boys this week, who stitched one of my videos on TikTok where I was with the Puffin at a diner. It's hilarious. You guys have to go to my Instagram at Nicole Walters and watch this video. And I was sitting with her and she was like, oh, mom, look at those older adults over there having breakfast. That's so awesome. They look like some type of band. And I was like, what type of band do they look like? And she said, the Backstreet Boys. Y'all, when you watch this video and see, I do a slow pan over to, you know, who she was talking about, they looked more like the Beach Boys, okay? I mean, they were literally, I don't think there was a single person at that table under the age of 70. And I literally looked at her and said, how old do you think the Backstreet Boys are? Like, you gotta be kidding me. And needless to say, it was like a really funny, cute moment. And it found its way to the Backstreet Boys when Lance Bass of NSYNC saw the video and sent it to them. So cute little viral moment this week, and it's, you know, circling around. But my third viral moment was actually back in 2020 when I shared a little bit of my story and my background about, you know, being a Black woman in America during the sort of racial reconciliation moment awareness, you know, that occurred after George Floyd's murder. And, you know, what was interesting was so many of the moms who'd found their way to me in the previous two videos really were touched by that sharing because it was relatable. It was something that they could understand. And they felt like I used language that allowed them to be empowered to share the story as well and really understand some of the struggles and difficulties of being Black in America and, you know, having kids and wanting them to be safe and all those things. So, you know, I'm really blessed to have had, you know, several videos that brought both laughter and learning into people's lives. And it's likely how you found me. But I wanted to share with you today the other side of that. So, one of the things that is very difficult about being out in the world, and I share this with you because I know a lot of you either are hesitant to share your life, you choose to be private because it's easier, you know, and that is your choice and it is appropriate. Some of you feel called to do more, you know, to be able to be out there and, you know, maybe share your story. Some of you feel that pull or that tug, or you're trying to find that happy balance of boundaries and also sharing what you know. And I just, you know, always want to give you kind of as friends, you know, the perspective of what that's like and some of the hard things that I've had to deal with and just be very transparent. So a lot of people see these viral moments and the feedback and response can be different. Hey, friends. So you know that I've been chatting a lot, even today, about my new book, you know, that's coming out, my memoir. I'm so excited about it. But with a book, the first part's writing it. The second part is marketing it. I have to create beautiful graphics, beautiful newsletters, all this incredible messaging to get the word out there. And when I tell you, it can be so complicated with all the different systems to get things that actually work. And it's tough when you've created content and you realize now it's time to post it on your website, share it on Instagram, email it to your clients. And cross-posting means that you've got to reformat, resize, re-download, re-upload. It's exhausting. And that's why you need Issue. Issue helps me create it once and then share it everywhere. And I'm telling you, I'm looking to make a big impact this year. And if I want to create content that's going to reach the masses, the easiest way to let these creative ideas come to life and share it everywhere that I want to be seen is by using Issue. What Issue is? It's this all-in-one platform that allows me to create and distribute beautiful digital content, whether it's related to my book or social media, my family, you name it. Marketing materials, magazines, catalogs, portfolios, just you name it. It's really incredible because it works seamlessly with tools that I already use. So y'all know me, I'm not the most tech savvy, but I love things like Canva, Dropbox, MailChimp, InDesign, because all these tools are pretty simple to use and Issue works with them. So if you're a solopreneur, a regular mama who loves to pin on Pinterest, a designer, an enterprise team, anyone who literally wants to create and share engaging content for marketing or for yourself that stands out in just a matter of minutes, you've got to use Issue. Now, here's the best part. You can start using Issue for free. Get started with Issue today for free. Or you can sign up for an annual premium account and get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use the promo code Nicole. That's ISSUU.com/podcast and use promo code Nicole at checkout for your free starter account or 50% off an annual premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code Nicole.
Hi, everyone. I'm Peyton Sarton, host of the Note to Self podcast. Note to Self is a space to embrace your unique qualities, get grounded, and ultimately have honest conversation. No topic is off limits. I began doing social media 7 years ago, and since then, I've started a clothing line and this podcast. Note to Self is a place where people from every stage of life can come for advice, new perspectives, and to feel a little less alone. Whether I'm recording by myself or bringing along a friend, we will explore topics ranging from relationships and mental wellness to social media and entrepreneurship. Tune in to Note to Self every week for the sisterly advice you didn't know you needed and raw conversations you've always wanted.
So on some of the videos, well, what I'll say, let me just shout this out, friends. Overwhelmingly is no matter what you do in life, it always turns out better than you hoped. I just want to be really transparent about that. It always, always turns out better than you hoped. So from all of this viral exposure, my life overwhelmingly is better. I have had an increase in visibility. I've had an increase in opportunities. I've had an increase in income. My children have been blessed. Like, it has overwhelmingly been good. I will also say that a lot of that is because the content that I do is with the intention of being good. There are lots of ways to go viral. And if you have a history of creating content that is impactful and positive and, again, good, you will see positive things from that, even if you have mixed feedback from it. Now to that mixed feedback. One of the things that's very difficult about being a public figure or having a life with more visibility is that you will get negative feedback. And this is something that I have never really said out loud because I've always been kind of scared to say it out loud because I'm like, I don't want people to use it against me. And it is definitely a sore point. But I've chosen today to say it out loud because I've always found that whenever I keep things to myself, it has more strength versus saying it out loud. So the truth is, it's amazing all the things people will come for me for. They will come for me for my marriage, for being in love, for losing weight, for, you know, growing my business, for everything. And crazily enough, as much as people will come for me for those different things, you would think that that would affect me. And it really doesn't. Whenever people have a commentary as someone who's lost over 100 pounds regarding my weight or my body, it's not a nice thing to say, right? And those things are impolite, but they don't actually hurt my feelings. And the reason why they don't hurt my feelings is because, you know, that sort of stuff is, I know who I am. I feel comfortable in my body. Like, it just doesn't feel true, right? It's not something that taps on an insecurity. And I think a lot of you can relate to that. People can say certain things about you and it just sounds so outlandish and weird that it just doesn't really affect you. It kind of rolls off your back a little easier. But the one thing that overwhelmingly I can feel myself getting like choked up about it because it just, it's such a thing that is so hard for me to hear as negative feedback and as difficult is about my parenting. It's about being a mother. And I've never said this out loud because I've always been really scared that like, if I say it, will people come for it more? Will people use and leverage it more knowing it's more sensitive? But I also know that in holding it in, you know, it gives it more power. And I want to say overwhelmingly, the world is incredibly supportive of me as a mom. Like I think other moms can see and understand the challenges of being a mom. And so we've gotten very good at giving grace. And thankfully, a lot of you here and, you know, if you're a newbie joining the journey, you know, you have seen the journey of me being a mom, literally from before I adopted my girls all the way through. And I've shared fairly openly about the highs and lows related to that while still protecting their boundaries and privacy. And when I say that, when you get those comments, you know, of people saying like, you're a bad mom, or you're not doing this right, or this should be done differently, or you're using your kids, or, you know, just things like that, or like that they express concern about your kids or their well-being. When I tell you, it just hits different. And, you know, and I have those moments. It's crazy. You'll get like 100 amazing comments or feedbacks or DMs. And then you get one person who's just like, you know, I think you're really terrible, you know, because you did this, or I think you could do this differently because of this. And I know that this, wherever you are, if you're in the car at Target right now, or if you are, you know, listening to this on the way to work, or if you're listening to this while momming, you know, in the kitchen, I think that this is one thing that literally anyone who has a kid or a real sensitive issue can relate to. It like rings in your head. And the reason it rings in your head over and over and over again is because it is the thing that we actually love and care about the most. And it is so difficult to hear feedback from anyone, right? Like, which it's so easy to be like, well, who cares? These people aren't in your home. They don't know you, yada, yada. But it's really hard when the concerns and fears that you have inside your own heart are personified outside. Like, I'm yelling this at myself every day. So I'm really trying not to cry. Like, I don't know if people realize that there is no level of bashing or things people could say about how I am as a mom that is any harder or harsher than I am on myself. And it sounds crazy, I know, because people say it all the time that like, no, you adopted these girls and Nicole, like you showed up and, you know, all these things. But I don't know if, you know, the people who criticize realize, and they don't need to realize it, because frankly, people who criticize, it's never actually about you or the action. Trust me, there's the part of your mind and your heart that knows that. We all know that, like, it's never really about that. It's about people looking for a way to, like, break you down. It's looking for, you know, wanting a way to criticize, because there's nothing served, right? Like, when people say terrible things about you, particularly if they don't say it to you, they're not actually looking to improve you, right? They're just saying it because they're looking to voice negativity because that's their opinion. Because truly, if someone felt like you're actually a bad mom or something, they would call like Child Protective Services. You know what I mean? Like, there's, you know, or if they didn't like the way that you parented, they might say it to you in hopes that they would help or drop a link to serve you. Like, it literally is just people saying harmful things just to be hurtful or just to like quip and talk about it, you know? But it's wild because when people say these things and you realize like how hard you're trying, you know, I love my girls so much and I hold them in such high regard. The responsibility, I don't know what it's like when you carry, right? Like, thankful, oh, God willing, I will someday. You know, I don't know what it's like to carry my own child yet. And I don't necessarily understand that relationship or connection that people have when they carry their own child. But what I can tell you is that I feel a responsibility, a loyalty, a dedication, a obligation, an honor, you know, a privilege to show up in these girls' lives in a way that is so thorough and big and complete that it's overwhelming at times. That's how much I love them. The critics, you know, and also just the observers, right? And also even the internet aunties, as much as you all have seen through the viral videos and the stories and on social media of our girls growing up, and as much as you've seen and lent the love and the prayer and the covering over our family in your lives, when I tell you all of that goodness that you've seen of my babies is literally only like 1% of how good they actually are. These girls have survived things that some people have only had nightmares about. They have their own books that could be written. And when I tell you, I would give my life to erase some of the things they've experienced. And as a mom, a lot of people don't realize that the things that they see in the viral videos or the interactions that we have, you know, are, again, 1% of 100% of our lives. And there's a levity to our life because of some of the darkness that we've experienced. Hey, friends. So I've talked a lot about this season of starting over and fresh starts and how I really was dealing with a lot of challenges around my health and my well-being. And I want to let you know that one of the things that I haven't shared a lot about, but I'm now in recovery from, is weakened and thinning hair. And you may not know this, but hair thinning happens to approximately 1 out of every 2 women. That's right, 50% of us deal with this. And if you're among them, you're not alone. Thinning is normal. And I want you to know that for me, it was happening because of stress. I was so stressed out that my hair was actually thinning out, and it was definitely weakened across the board. And Nutrafol helps women address it with science-backed supplements. So I know that I became tired of dealing with thinning hair as I was bouncing back and building a better life, and Nutrafol was there to help. Their hair growth supplements use drug-free ingredients to target root causes of thinning hair and promote healthy hair growth. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. It's clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. So if you're in postpartum or menopause, no matter what your life stage is, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women. Each one is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients, so you get the most reliable results. Here's the best part. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Friend, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Nicole. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Nicole. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Nicole. Friends, it is summertime and these kids are eating through my fridge and I have been cooking up a storm. Now, that's not all bad stuff, but it does mean that my budget is getting blown with my spending and I have got to keep an eye on it. And I want you to know that as a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. Thrive Market is my go-to for all my organic grocery and household essentials. So yeah, you may shop around a bit, but if you need something organic and if you want to make sure it's the good stuff and the convenience of getting it all quickly shipped to my doorstep, you got to go to Thrive. And on top of the massive savings on each order, Thrive Market has a deals page that changes daily. And that actually gives you cash back on so many brands. Plus, they have a price match guarantee. So not only are they saving me money, but they save me time. Y'all, I cannot haul these babies into a grocery store, go through the aisles, try to do that shopping while they're picking up stuff, complain about being hungry, arguing with each other. Oh, no, I have got to have these things come to my doorstep so I can manage everything else. And when you're trying to make sure you're following certain dietary restrictions, whether it is allergies or being gluten-free, Thrive Market is it, because you can actually curate your grocery shopping experience with a click of a button, and know that you're not compromising on the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Plus, and this is literally my favorite part, friend, when you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-to-one membership matching program. This is a really big deal. You join and Thrive gives. I want you to join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. All you have to do is go to thrivemarket.com/Nicole for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive market.com/Nicole. thrivemarket.com/Nicole. Our home is so filled with like light and joy and laughter and safety. Our home is so safe. When I tell you, it is a place where it's probably the thing that I have elevated above all else as a parent in the raising of my children, because I realize that if they feel safe within me, being like, you know, I consider mom being like base, right? Like you can always come back to base, touch base, and you're safe, right? And if they feel safety within me, they know that they can get guidance, they can get direction, they can get support, they can get love, even if it means that I'm, you know, playing with them or cracking a joke, or, you know, we have almost like a friendship energy with my older girls, you know, but make no mistake, it is clear that I am mom. And I make that clear because there's a little bit of that traditional old school in me where it's like, look, like, you know, we can be hip and cool and aware of social and TikTok and all those things, but at the end of the day, like, we're not going to get out of pocket. I'm still mama. And I just take that. This is the most serious job I have. And so I say this because I think that a lot of moms can realize and recognize that it's hard to live life. It's hard to build a business and spend time away from home and go through a freaking divorce and deal with all of these things and also want to feel like you're showing up in the most perfect and pristine way for your kids, right? So I say all this to say that criticism, you know, it hurts and it's hard, but this kind of brings me to the lesson from all of this. You know, if you followed my social media, you've seen that I always will call out if there's a particular thing that I think is wildly inappropriate, you know, that is said or a question or criticism. I have had people criticize and say things like, Nicole, you don't have enough black girlfriends, because they've seen me hanging out with like my core girl squad. Little do they know, like, my core girl squad is a Filipino, a Texan white girl. You know, I am a half Ghanaian, half Filipino, and me, you know. So it's just, you know, people will say things based on what they see and not what reality is. You know, people don't even read the captions and they'll say something. So, you know, but I've gotten comments like that. I've gotten comments about wearing crop tops, you know, that I can't believe you would wear a crop top to a meeting. Oh, sis, of course I'll wear a crop top to the meeting. I'm the owner of the company. Who's going to fire me, boo? You know what I mean? These are real things, you know. But, you know, I'll get these comments and you'll see me call out and respond to them. And again, like I said, most of them, you know, it's easy enough for me to keep my cool because, like, you know, kind of water off my back. But, you know, being a mom, that's always tough. It hits hard because it's just the job that I take so seriously. And I'm always trying to improve. So sometimes I hold space for feedback I shouldn't hold space for. But that brings me to the lesson, you know, that I am really trying to apply to my life. And I hope that you hear as well as you're hearing criticism. And, you know, if you are a healthy, you know, well-adjusted person, you know, and you hear feedback, you may give it a little bit of space because, you know, you are not so egotistical that you think you're imperfect. And I'll let you know that the thing that I'm really holding close is, you know, don't dim your light just because it's shining in their eyes. And that's something that I actually call out a lot in my book, which is available for pre-sale now. It's called Nothing Is Missing. You can purchase it anywhere books are sold. And it's my memoir. It goes into a lot of the behind the scenes of these stories, of the viral moment, of raising my kids. You know, if you've seen 1% online, the book is going to take you all the way up to 50%. You know, so it really puts a lot of color behind everything that is happening. And I say this to let you know that, you know, one thing I've learned is it's not your typical thing that you hear all the time where it's like, don't listen to your haters, right? Or, you know, these people are just hating on you because they're flexing. It's not that. It's that if you are a person who's out in the world doing good, you know, and you guys know I'm a God girl, right? You know, if we are lights that are put on a hill, we are going to shine. We are going to shine. And every single thing that has happened in my life, God has used for good. When I had my first viral video, you know, where I was, you know, on this college campus with my daughter and people were saying I was a helicopter mom and all of this. I mean, I'm telling you, I was in a ball. I was teary. I couldn't believe that someone would say something like that when it's so and to this day, let's just be real, friends. Let's be real. To this day, I still, if someone wants to send me an email helping me understand this perspective, I still cannot believe that there are people who think it is wild that if you don't hear from your kid for 3 days after dropping them off at college for the first time, your daughter, your 18-year-old daughter, that it is appropriate to not look into it. Like, that blows my mind. Like, I literally, like, and maybe I am a crazy mom, but I accept it on that count. You know what I mean? Because if I don't hear from you and you're not answering your phone and I can't reach you, I'm coming to find you. Like, my girls know this. I've even said, if it's an apocalypse, stay put. Mom is coming to find you. You know what I mean? Like, I am coming to find you. So it still is crazy to me, but I'm not kidding. I still was in my head like, am I over the top? Am I suffocating my kids? What? And we have an open, safe house. My kids are saying, like, no, mom, like, it's, we know when you're joking. We know when you're not. We know when you're angry and we know when you're not. We like the way you balance. Well, like, my kids, they, like, we truly have a very amazing relationship that I'm super grateful for. And so it's so interesting that I still got in my head about it. And I say this to you because I know we all do this, but I want to let you know that in these moments, one of the things I learned was God was preparing me for it, because here was a tiny microcosm in the very beginning. It's a tiny viral video of the type of visibility I've had since then. I've had TV shows. I'm working on current TV show projects. I've, you know, got a book tour coming up, you know, in October. I've got all these things. And at that point, I wasn't even thinking about writing a memoir. And now I have a book that is literally going to reveal everything about me, my childhood, my life, my background, all of the things. And y'all, I am sick to my stomach about it. You know, even while having people read it and say, this book is unputdownable, it is transformative, I cannot believe, you know, what you survived and the lessons you're sharing. And yet, you know, I still was, you know, heartsick about some of this feedback. And I just want to let all of you know, more and more, as I am in this world and have been blessed with the platform and grateful for the gift to be able to share the things that God has delivered me from and how he has been able to do it, that I do not want you, wherever you are, to be hesitant about sharing what you know you have simply because, you know, someone out there is uncomfortable seeing you shine. If people have a hard time seeing you out there and shine, the problem is not you and the way that you're shining. It's the fact that they don't own a good pair of sunglasses. They need to adjust because you're going to be out there doing the good work. And every day when you show up for your kids, you are doing the best you can with what you've got, and that is enough. And every time you show up in your business, you are doing the best you can with what you've got, and that is enough. We have to keep learning. We have to keep improving. You know, we have to listen to feedback, but it needs to be from a trusted source. And I do not want you where you are spending time noodling the one bad thing you heard from a friend, from a coworker, from a rando on the internet, when the truth overwhelmingly is that you are enough and nothing is missing. Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.